Hello, my name is Taylor, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right. Now, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Now, as you may know, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and the state senator.
I'll be right with you.
Oh, all right.
You're gonna quit watching the game? Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm finished.
All right. Should I keep reading the question from the start?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So as you may know, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote. Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely.
All right. Now, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first one being Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
What about Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Favorable.
That being somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
All right. What about Clay Jenkins?
I don't know.
All right. What about Ron Kirk?
I don't know.
That's totally fine. What about Yasmin Simmons?
I don't know.
What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Nathan Johnson?
I don't know that person.
Victoria Niave Criado?
Don't know.
And what about Colin Allred?
Favorable.
That being somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Great. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate between Yasmin Simmons or Elizabeth Ginsburg would you vote for if you had to choose today?
What are my choices?
Yasmin Simmons and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Ginsburg.
All right. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one do you think is the most important a Democratic candidate needs to address? The first one is abortion, which is Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. The second one being education, which is Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. The third one being guns, which is sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. The fourth one being voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Or number five, which is local control, which is state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights.
Which one do I think is the most important?
Yes.
Gosh, I think they're all important, but I guess right now the one that I'm the most upset about is the women's rights, the abortion one.
All right. And now, kind of following that little statement you said, now you can choose which one you think is the next most important issue of the same list.
Then I think the gun rights, that I think that they need to be controlled.
All right.
Okay.
And now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? And there's two kind of, like, categories. The first one being one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values, but it also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs and business-friendly message? Or would you rather one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
One.
Which one?
One. The first
one. One. Oh, right. The first one? The one that says, one who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Myers. That one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, next, I will be giving you kind of like a list of following statements. And in this part, you kind of have to tell me if, by this statement, this makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion. And the statements are going to be about candidate Yasmin Simmons.
Okay.
So the first statement is, Yasmin
is
running...
Is she a Democrat or a Republican?
No, she is a Democrat.
Okay.
All right. So the first statement is, Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. And this starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simmons' common sense and problem-solving approach.
I agree with that.
So does this make you want to definitely vote for her? Probably vote
yeah,
for her.
Definitely vote.
All right. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Definitely want to vote for her.
Okay. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Park City, did you say?
Yes, in the Park Cities.
I don't care about that.
All right, so would you say that one falls under it does not impact your opinion?
Does not impact.
All right. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
That's good. More apt to vote for her.
Would that be definitely vote for her or probably vote for her?
Definitely.
All right. Yasmin Simmons is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
I definitely would vote for her.
Yasmin Simmons puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her two current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Definitely vote for her.
All right. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Definitely vote.
Yasmin Simmons is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely vote for her.
Yasmin Simmons is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Definitely vote.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simmons because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to fight Morgan Meyer in November.
Definitely vote.
Yasmin Simmons is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Definitely vote.
Yasmin Simmons will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that one.
All right, so that one will be does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay. And Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Definitely.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issue included restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simmons and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
The first one.
So again, the two options are Yasmin Simmons and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Yasmin Simmons.
Okay. And now I will be giving you again a list of like statements, but now this time it's going to be if this statement makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter. So the first one is Liz Ginsburg is she's a Democratic, by the way, for if that's like kind of in question, but Liz Ginsburg's voting record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is stronger or a more viable candidate against the Republican today.
Less.
Does this make you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really impact your opinion?
Makes me want to vote against.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. Yasmin Simmons is a big-money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
I don't care.
All right. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Less likely to vote for her.
Would that be, again, the category is definitely vote against, probably vote against?
Definitely vote against.
All right. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin 2 years ago shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Less likely to vote for her.
So would that be definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Okay, and now the last of these statements are, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Oh, I would not want to vote for him.
All right, so would that be maybe definitely vote against or probably vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Okay. Oh, we're already 82% done with the survey. I just want to kind of thank you so much for staying here and answering these questions.
Well, I'm just happy to have a real person on the other end. That's fallen there. They're not real. I thought you were not real at first.
Oh, really?
I thought you were a machine, and I thought, you know, just right at first, and then I thought, oh, this is a real person. I'll stick with it. That's why.
Oh.
I'm going to get off the phone.
Okay. Well, I mean, just
God
like,
bless
just
you for doing. God bless you for doing this good work. You know, the Democrats have got to get out and start talking to people and educating them on what they're going to vote for and who they're going to vote for. Because believe me, the other team is doing that.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay, after hearing this information, which candidate, again, in between Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simmons, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Okay, is Yasmin Simmons the one that her husband was for?
I can read the statement again if you want. It's Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
See, that really messes with my head that after all the good things about her, that her husband was part of the election denier?
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, which one would you choose for if you had to choose today? This thing between Yasmin Simmons and Elizabeth Ginsburg.
Oh, God, that's really hard. I guess I'd still have to choose Elizabeth. I mean, I'd have to choose for the first one.
Yasmin Simmons?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I don't think, I think if she's strong, she will just ignore her, because my husband's a Republican and I'm a Democrat.
Oh, okay,
so you
well,
can
I'm,
have your own voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can have your own voice.
Understand. Totally understand.
So even though I just really, I'm apprehensive about it, but I would still vote for her.
All right. Well,
because
I'm glad
all the other things were positive.
Yeah, okay. Well, lastly, having heard all of this information, which one would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Well, I'm really stuck on that abortion issue. I just cannot believe that they put Roe versus Wade back 50 years.
Yeah.
That's really got me very upset, and I'm going to vote every time I can vote.
That's so great of you, honestly. But yeah, so this being, you think the most important one would be the abortion issue?
Yes, well, it will affect so many people in our lifetime, in my lifetime. I mean, you know, it brought back all the memories of when I had to, and I had to do it a horrible way. I almost died.
Oh, my God.
Because it was not legal. I'm an old lady now. I'm 77, but I was a young girl, and I almost died because I had to do it in somebody's home. I couldn't go to a hospital, and I was bleeding out. So it brought back really bad memories, and I'm just tortured by the fact that they have what they've done.
Yeah.
And I hope other women are too. I hope the women go out there and vote this year.
Yeah, I totally hope so, the same. All right, well, one of the few last questions is, what was the last grade you completed in school?
I went to college.
All right, so would that be college degree?
Well, just 2 years of college.
All right. Okay, and now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I consider myself to be a moderate.
All right. And now, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? The options being African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian-Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, or white or Caucasian? Or something.
White, Caucasian,
All right. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation, your time.
Well, I want to thank you. You've made me feel better. I'm glad to see that the Democrats are working and getting things done.
All right. Well, these
surveys should help. They should help.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I hope so. But also, I just want to kind of thank you so much for also telling your story. I think it's very important to tell stories that can, like, really make a change.
Well, I want to thank you for taking your time. I know it's difficult and time consuming, but thank you for doing that.
All right. Well,
thank you
so
for
much.
Your service. Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Well, good night. Thank you so much.
Good night.